Let's talk about inheritance for a second. You know the passage, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children.
Yes.
Is that most appropriately interpreted, the word inheritance, as an inheritance of righteousness, or is it more appropriate to think in a financial sense?
Well, I think originally it was in the financial sense, because in Old Testament Israel, if you didn't leave your land to your children, they would be impoverished. They would have to do slave labor for somebody else. So to pass that on is to pass on to them the opportunity to make an income and to have land to work on and to have goods and services and all the different, you know, types of things. So I think it's a vital principle, but I think we just completely lose the point of it. For instance, a man in our church who owns hundreds of acres of nursery land, okay? And so his life he's put into this nursery, okay? Well, his children don't want to continue. That is the family business, and that's fine, I understand. But so if he leaves and they split up the value, millions of dollars of land, is that going to help them? Or is it going to hurt them? And the answer is, in the great majority of cases, it is not going to help. And in many, many cases, it's going to hurt. Because it's going to give anyone who has any irresponsibility, tendency toward drug addiction, laziness, don't need to work for a living, and a guy that's spending his nights going out and just doing what he can do now because Dad and Mom left behind this huge inheritance. Now, inheritance can be well used. My daughters and their husbands and my grandchildren, I trust, would use this money to great ends. But the point is, God's going to entrust all kinds of money to them, and has already and will. And then they're responsible for that. But I'm accountable. Nancy and I felt we're accountable for what we do with it. And it's not, you know, at the end of the day, what would you do if you had a money manager, and we are God's money managers, and that money manager, I say, well, what happened to all the stuff that you were managing, my money that you were managing? And he says, well, I just gave it to my children. Well, wait a minute. You make your own income, and you can give out of that to your children. But if this really belongs to God, I think we need to very seriously think, first, who are we helping? Who are we hurting? And in many cases, I think we all are hurting and taking motives away from people. But also just ask ourselves, who does this belong to? And given the urgency of world need, should we just keep passing it on and keep passing it on and maintain levels of earthly wealth, or should we make it our goal to give most of it away? We're not giving everything away. Jake, you'll get something. Okay, so, you know, but, and if you behave yourself, you'll get more. But no. But seriously, does that even make sense?
That was really helpful.